I'm going to just say this right from the get-go, but debt sucks. It stresses you out, it limits your choices, and you just feel stuck. Look, I've been there. However, something I've learned quickly once I was serious about paying off my debt is that staying in debt, now this, most of the time, is a choice. A lot of people don't want to admit this, but it's true. We fall into the trap of feeling and justifying our actions because we feel like victims. Life did this to us. How we grew up did this to us. I mean, the list really goes on of excuses of why we're in the situation that we're in, but this has to stop. At the end of the day, the only thing that can change your life and your current situation is by you making the appropriate choices moving forward. This may mean that you have to make some serious sacrifices in the short term, and quite honestly, I think that this is a lot of people's struggles. They aren't willing to put in the 100% effort that is sometimes required if the debt is that bad. You guys, I know it's hard. I moved out when I was 19 and I've been financially taking care of myself ever since. I was close to $40,000 worth of debt with my student loan and credit card debt combined. I was making close to minimum wage, I was in school part-time, and I had to pay rent, groceries, phone bill, and all the things. I had to defer payments because otherwise I wouldn't be able to pay my rent. It was a really, really shitty situation. I thought I was never gonna get out. When I was 25, I had a negative net worth, but now I'm sitting here at 30 years old having over a multi-six-figure portfolio with no debt. I did it, and I know you can too. The only question I have for you is that are you actually ready to stop making excuses and start taking action? If so, then this episode is for you. This episode isn't just about money. It's also about the necessary mindset and habit shifts that you need to make. I want you to have the freedom and I want you to take control of your life. So with this, let's get into it. Avoiding your finances. This is what a lot of people do. There's also usually a lot of shame and guilt around debt, and I get it. I find my one-on-one calls so fascinating because a lot of the time I have chats with people who have never talked openly about their finances to anyone, let alone their debts. And what I love most is the change that I see throughout the 60 minutes of chatting with them. In the beginning, there might be some tears, feeling completely overwhelmed when we total everything together and they feel hopeless and scared. Then throughout the call, we run the numbers, we create a plan, and then I show them what's possible with their debts. The most exciting portion of this is throwing out the debt payoff calculator and giving them a timeline of what it can look like if they just stick to the plan for the next 6, 12, or sometimes 24 months. The call usually ends with them smiling, laughing, and feeling hopeful with a sense of relief. This is what will happen when you actually begin to face this stuff and create a plan. Ignoring your debt will not make it go away, and in fact will make it worse. The first thing that I want you to do is write it all down. Write down the different types of debts, their current balances, interest rates, minimum payments that will cover interest, plus a bit of principal. Use a Google Sheet, use the Notes app on your phone, or write it down using pen and paper. The point is that you have to have it all written down in one consolidated place. There are generally two types of debt, low interest and high interest debt. There's a debate between what's really considered low interest and high interest. Online, you'll see a range between 5 to 10% that would be considered low interest. For me, I like to go with anything less than 5% is low, 5 to 10% is considered medium, and over 10% is high. I like to add the middleman too because I wouldn't necessarily prioritize those the same way that I would with high interest debt. The reason why I say this is because in general, the stock market on average tracking the S&P 500 will give you a return rate of about 10% annually. This is usually most people's baselines for stock market returns. This means that anything above 10% you should prioritize to pay off because you wouldn't necessarily be making higher returns if you were to invest it. So for the medium interest rate between 5 and 10%, I would still strategically pay this off faster, but I would begin balancing out saving and investing a bit more versus going as aggressively as I would with the 10% debt. It's important to understand the interest rates and how they affect you so you can be strategic about your debt payoff. Common excuses for debt is usually the fear of even looking at it, but this is what's going to keep you in debt. Once you start seeing the numbers, at first you might be completely freaked out or shocked, but I promise you soon you're going to start feeling in more in control once you create a plan, not less. Next up, we need to actually talk about the problem at hand. If your spending is the problem, no matter if you write down all your debts and get yourself all organized, no debt payoff plan will work until you own up and work on your spending habits. You'll be surprised how many people I come across who aren't willing to give up certain luxuries. This to me shows that they aren't actually serious about paying off their debts, or alternatively, don't understand how bad their debt situation actually is. If you're not willing to cut your nails, facials, shopping, or restaurants out of your budget, or significantly reduce your spending in those categories, then you need to work on that first. Look, I get it. You work extremely hard and you want to enjoy life and your hard-earned money, but treating yourself isn't self-care if it's keeping you broke. I think something important to reflect on is to think long-term. Would you rather have short-term comfort and luxuries, or would you rather have long-term financial peace? What I would encourage you to do is a spending audit. I want you to write down all of your essentials. This is everything that you need in order to live and stay safe. So this is your rent, groceries, utilities, cell phone bills, health expenses, etc. After this, write down all of your non-essentials or your wants. This is your streaming services, eating out, impulse buying, beauty, clothing, Amazon, the list goes on. Then I want you to go through this list and figure out what are the things that you're willing to completely cut out or significantly reduce your spending in. If you feel overwhelmed at the start, I get it. Take it one step at a time. Pick one habit to cut or reduce this month. Say you usually spend $300 a month on takeout. Challenge yourself to only spend $100. Work on this at a manageable pace so you don't feel any type of resentment towards this process. My final tip for this portion is to stop using your credit card. People are so used to paying with credit cards these days that even when they have that, they continue to use them. Stop adding to the problem. Use cash or debit until you're debt free. You're not a credit card person. I say this all of the time. No points or cash back that you earn will outweigh the cost of interest. If you absolutely have to pay something on credit, treat it as a debit purchase and transfer the money from your account right away to your credit card. Now that you've done a spending audit, you have a good idea of what your essentials versus non-essentials are. This is important. The next step is creating a budget that actually works. A budget tells you where your money is going versus wondering where it went at the end of the month. The goal here isn't at all about restrictions, but it's about taking control of your spending. When I was finally ready to turn my life around and started budgeting and tracking my spending, my life literally changed and I began seeing improvements immediately. Tracking your spending will hold you accountable too. And that portion, at least for me, felt really good because I wasn't winging it anymore. The budget style that I personally prefer is zero-based budgeting. And this is also how my template has been created. All this means is that every single dollar that comes in is assigned a job. So whether this is going towards your fixed expenses, savings, variable spending in your needs or wants, and finally, debt repayment. So as an example, let's say your take-home monthly is $3,500 per month. All of your necessities total to $2,300, which means you have $1,200 left to budget towards wants, savings, and debt repayment. If your goal is to pay off your high-interest credit cards, you know you have to make short-term sacrifices to your wants budget so this debt can be put behind you. In this scenario, I would budget $250 towards wants. This includes eating out, entertainment, beauty, shopping, etc. $100 to save to build an emergency fund, and then the remaining $850 will go towards your dedicated credit card debt. A lot of the time, I'll get reactions like, well, this wants budget is so unrealistic for me. And then I simply ask, well, are you serious about paying off your debt or not? If you are, you should be willing to make some sacrifices in order for that to happen. If you're in a situation where once all your necessities and minimum debt repayments eat up almost your entire income, leaving you with only a few hundred dollars left, this is a problem. And this is when you realistically need to find a way to increase your income or look at what expenses you can cut out. The amount of times I see people with massive consumer debts and then they have an $800 monthly car payment eating away at their income each month is far too often. If you're in a situation like this, you need to have a serious reality check and have a long chat with yourself and make some adjustments for a better financial future. All right, now you have a pretty good idea of where your finances are at. Now you need to pick a payoff strategy so you can actually make moves. A lot of people who have multiple different credit cards and line of credits that they're trying to pay off, they put a chunk here, put a chunk over there, and they just keep using the cards and wonder, why is nothing happening? This will not be you. I'm going to cover the two most popular strategies, the snowball and the avalanche method. The snowball method is where you tackle the smallest debt first, and then you work your way up to the largest. This method is incredibly good for motivation because usually you'll see progress faster using this method. I personally really love this method, and I think that for most people, this one works the best. So while you tackle the lowest owed debt, the rest of your debts will just be on minimum payments. Please double check that it covers interest plus a bit of principal. Once you've paid off your first debt, you'll roll over to the next one, increasing the payment because you'll take the payment from the first debt plus the minimum payment on the next debt. As you can see, each time you pay off a debt, the payment will become larger and larger. Then there's the avalanche method. This is where you tackle the highest interest rate first and then work your way down. You'll focus on the highest APR while the rest are on minimum payments, just like the snowball method. The avalanche method will save you more in the long run because you do end up paying less interest. However, depending on your debts, this may take longer and you might not get the instant satisfaction as you get with the snowball method. If you can emotionally detach from your debts and do what makes more sense mathematically, go with this one. Most of us didn't end up in debt because of one large expense. It's usually because of how we grew up or insecurities or being naive, which led to a series of small bad decisions over time. Just know that you're not alone in this. Besides all the actionable things that we've talked about so far, something else you have to do is work on the root cause that has led you to overspend, have no savings, or you've fallen victim to lifestyle inflation. I think in our society, we've normalized debt so much. Unfortunately, it's so common, but it's not something that we should be accepting into our life anymore. There are alternatives. I want you to remember that financial literacy and personal finance is a skill that you can improve on. I wasn't taught jack shit about money growing up, and most of us didn't, but I was fortunate enough that I ran into my now fiancé almost 6 years ago that had a really positive impact on me. I started to see that there was more to this life than how I was currently living it. I decided to start learning and I was tired of being financially illiterate. I didn't like not knowing. So I finally took charge. Being bad with money doesn't have to be your identity forever. You can change, but you have to stop making excuses and take responsibility for yourself. In this day and age, working on delayed gratification is key, especially with everything being so easily accessible and instantaneous. Something I personally do, if I see something that I like, I'll add it to my wish list on my notes app on my phone, and I do nothing else. Back in the day, I used to revisit this list once per week and see how I felt about certain things. And now I maybe look at it once a month, and the list is really not that long anymore. Now I just have a handful of things on there that are more expensive, but will last me. I never really get the urge to shop anymore. I just know I'd rather wait and buy something that I really love that I can use for a long time instead. That is what makes me happy. So what I recommend for you to figure out is what makes you happy and what brings value to your life. This is what you should focus on. Some books that you might actually enjoy that revolve around a healthy mindset is The Year of Less, The Power of Habits. I've also heard really good things about Atomic Habits, but I haven't read this yet. And I also really enjoy The Psychology of Money. The reality is that if you don't work on your mindset or change your habits, you'll end up right back where you started. What I would encourage you to do is write down your habits that you know you need to work on, and then how you'll change them and the steps that you need to make. So I hope after listening into this episode, you've gotten an understanding that getting out of debt isn't just about money. It's really about reclaiming not only your freedom, but your future. Yes, it's going to take discipline. And yes, it's most likely going to suck and you'll have to make several sacrifices. And yes, you'll have to have some very uncomfortable conversations and being honest with yourself. But the reward is going to be worth it. Just imagine the weight lifted off your shoulders when you no longer owe any money. I remember that feeling, and it was the most rewarding feeling that I've ever felt, and I knew I never wanted that to go away, ever. When the thousands of dollars going towards debt repayment will stop and that money is finally yours to save, invest, and spend it on things that you love without the guilt, now that is what I want for you. So here's the truth. You now have two choices. Number one, you're going to keep making excuses for all the reasons why you can't pay off your debt. Or two, you're going to own it, make a plan, and start making changes to get it paid off. Your debt doesn't have to stay with you forever. It's just about taking that one first step. And I hope that that is today. I hope that you found this episode educational, motivational, and of course, helpful. And if you know someone that you think would enjoy this too, make sure that you share it with them. Okay, that's it for today. I can't wait to chat with you more in the next one.